proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend, Jackie Powell, and you can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. God's appearance to Moses in the burning bush is a timeless story. According to Exodus 2:15, this awesome event occurred in the desert of Midian. Midian is where Moses had lived as a shepherd for 40 years since fleeing Egypt. I am sure that often Moses thought of how very different his life had become. He had been the adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter and in line for the throne of Egypt. In the New Testament book of Acts, Stephen, in his sermon, says that Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in word and in deeds. Now Moses quietly led his flocks along the desert paths each day in search of food and water. Nights were spent, no doubt, by a small campfire eating very simple food. Moses had gone from a soldier to a shepherd, from a statesman to a scholar of the desert. Unknown to Moses, God was carefully preparing him for his ultimate life work of leading the children of Israel out of Egypt. The intimate knowledge that he had in learning firsthand the desert would be extremely important as he led the children of Israel back to this very spot. The quiet desert time stretched into 40 long years. Moses, no doubt, thought he would spend his final days as a shepherd. He did not know that God's plan was that he shepherd his people, Israel. The Hebrew word for desert is midbar. It is often translated as wilderness. Scripture indicates that the midbar, or desert, is the setting for many of the Bible's narratives and often God's choice place to speak to his servants and to give them a greater vision, either of himself or the work he has for them to do. The desert is in general a still and quiet place. Many prophets receive revelation from God while in the desert. Moses' writings are the foundation of the Tanakh, the Old Testament, the Hebrew Bible. David's Psalms are the hymn book. And Paul's writings are an integral part to the New Testament. The Hebrew word for speak in the present tense is madaber, and has the same Hebrew letters as the word midbar or desert. However, I think that it is most amazing that the same Hebrew letters are used for two words that at first seem so different. A desert is a place where we normally do not hear people speaking. But from the Bible narratives, it seems that God speaks the most in the desert. It is not that God is more real in the desert than in other places. God is everywhere present. But we are so easily distracted from knowing God due to many distractions of life. In the desert, we detach from the noisiness of everyday life that demands our attention and can focus on God. It is then that God can speak to our hearts. At last, the day came when God spoke to Moses in the burning bush. In the quiet of the desert, where normally no voices were heard, Moses heard God's voice changing his life forever. Moses is one of the greatest servants of God. Amazingly, God spent 40 years quieting Moses' heart in the desert before he spoke to him. Bruce Feiler, in his book Walking the Bible, speaks of the children of Israel as being, for the most part, a desert people. It makes sense that much of the land of Israel is a desert area. Feiler suggests that perhaps God caused the Jewish people to become a desert people because they were also the people who heard God's voice and wrote it down as the Bible we know and love. We have been speaking of literal deserts in the land of Israel, but maybe today you feel you are wandering in deserts of sorts. If you find yourself in a desert of God's making, do not fret, but rather rejoice that God is wanting to speak to you and me. Perhaps He has a new path for us to take. Perhaps He wants to confirm our current path. Regardless, if we maintain a quiet heart like Moses did, I am sure we will hear God's voice and His word spoken to us. Now this has been another Hebrew Nugget. You can listen to this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people at our website at ibjm.org. We trust this time has been a blessing to you. Also, remember to pray for the ministry of IBJM, and as always, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.